Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, once in a while, I come across some topics that I like to bring up, but they're on the blog, but they're maybe not big enough for an entire blog or podcast. So I put them all together today, and I called three facts about selling in agribusiness. These are unique thoughts that can help you when you're out there selling on farm. The first one is that sales success is boring. This sounds crazy, but to achieve success, you have to put up with spending 99% of your time on the tedious, monotonous, and maybe boring task just to have that 1% of successful moments. You know, spiking the ball in sales might be when a prospect agrees to buy from you, or that moment you are recognized at the sales meeting, or maybe when a customer thanks you for all the hard work you've done for them. Well, if you add up all those moments in your sales career, my guess is that it's actually less than 1% of your total time. The rest of your time is spent on the boring tasks, like completing the mountain of paperwork, emails, or texts that it takes just to keep a sales territory running, or sitting through lectures and webinars and reading tech bulletins, or researching to remain as technically competent as possible in your busy life. Maybe even going to sales training is not the most exciting thing in your world. But these are the things that maybe anything to do with accounts receivable and collecting on them is maybe the tedious, the monotonous, the boring, and something you really don't want to do. But, you know, we all have to collect. Fixing internal mistakes such as returning product that was shipped wrong or to the wrong location. You know, doing damage control when these things happen. Ever drive down the road and wonder why the customer service department just can't put the order in correctly? How hard can it be? How about prospecting a potential customer for the 10th time? How many times am I going to have to call this person? You still have no clue whether you will ever sell them or not. Might not be boring, but is often emotionally challenging. Well, these aren't exciting at all. They are difficult, challenging, and leave us drained at the end of the day. But if you skip them, success slips away. Avoid them, and that 1% might drop to 0.5%. So when I say sales success is boring, I don't mean those moments when you achieve actual success. I am referring to the 99% of your time spent on the boring tasks it takes to be successful. Well, the second thought for today is a little bit different approach. This is, what customer problem are you solving? And then my answer to that is focus on it. This topic is so important for salespeople to remember. Customers do business with you because you solve a problem. Your company and your marketing department design products which they think uniquely solves a customer's problem. However, they have to design a product that covers a wide range of audience as much as possible. This means that they don't always solve your customer's exact problems. Said another way, your customers don't care how great your products are. They only care about how they help them solve their problems. Well, what do you do with this? First of all, communicate heavily with your marketing department, early, often, and always. Seek first to understand what they are trying to design, and then help them understand what you see in your marketplace. Second thing to do to help you with this, what customer problem are you solving, is to talk about your customer's problems first on sales calls before ever talking about your products. Soon, you're going to go out to call on customers, and you will start the conversation with your current promotion or your current pricing program. Maybe it's an early order program or a summer load-up sale or something along those lines. It's going to be what you lead off the conversation with, because the customer's going to, the farmer, they're going to want to know why you're there. And all I'm going to do is tell you to stop it. Those are your problems, not your customers. I don't care if you only have 10 minutes to talk with them or you only have 5. Spend it on their problems. And then you can talk about how your special promotion can help. If you run out of time, no problem. Let them know you have a solution and you can come back soon to tell them all about it. Well, the third note for today, and this one's been rolling around in my mind for quite a while, and that's even the Lone Ranger had help. Well, have you ever used the term Lone Ranger to describe someone who goes it alone or never asks for help? Sure, I have too, many times. In sales, we typically use it to negatively describe a salesperson who doesn't work well with others. They don't ask for help, and often they aren't helpful to their coworkers or manager. And if you're one of these Lone Rangers, like I may have been, you may even like it. You might even think you're better off because you're doing your own thing. The problem that none of us ever realize when using that phrase is that the Lone Ranger wasn't alone. He had Tonto, which is the actor Jay Silverheels. his trusty partner in solving crimes. Almost a forgotten character, but he definitely bailed out the Lone Ranger many times when the going got tough. Well, today you are going to be out there all alone on sales calls, and you're going to feel like the Lone Ranger, riding in on your white horse, or now it's a pickup truck, and making things better for your customers. Just remember, Tonto, your coworkers, are there with you too. So have a great rest of your sales week, and if you enjoy these articles, send them to someone you know who might find them helpful as well. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you, and have a great day.